I'm friends with the monster. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fans, head to Dog Pound Drive, the free Cleveland Browns fan pregame. Don't miss live music, food trucks, a beer garden, and more. It's all happening next to First Energy Stadium, starting 3 hours before every home kickoff. Don't miss the next Dog Pound Drive pregame before the Browns and Texans. That's this Saturday, Sunday, 2 days away. That pregame starts at 10 a.m. on the south side of First Energy Stadium with music from the Billy Morris Band and DJ Steph Floss. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm, and it's time for the Friday forecast, which means it's time for the Kid. What's up, kid?
How you guys doing?
We're good, man. Hanging, man. How you doing?
I do have a little bit of a bone to pick. Wilhelm telling me I'm soft because I won't drive.
No, I said, I didn't call you soft. I said weak.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to say what was weak was somebody singing and dancing with Usher instead of partying it up in Cincinnati with me.
Oh, my.
Very true. Very true. You attacked my manhood. My wife is more important.
Shots fired.
Your husband of the year. I'm going to bring you my trophy next week. Husband of the year. I'm turning it over to you.
You got it, man. You got it.
I've got one thing I got to say before we get started. If Alec is listening, which if he isn't, that's a problem. But if he's listening, we need to get Flash Gordon a driver. The man is not accustomed to driving in the snow, and he's slipping and sliding all around town. Get him a driver.
Are you nominating yourself for the job?
I was just going to say, buy me a hat, and I'll do it myself. If he gets me a chauffeur's cap, I'll drive him around town.
We'll take that to the highest levels of this organization, that the kid, all his only request is a chauffeur's cap, and he will be the driver, the DD for Josh Gordon.
The new Uber of Cleveland.
The Uber,
the kid.
It's Uber
only
Kid.
For the Flash.
Kid Uber. I like it. I like that very much. All right, we'll get into a little Friday forecast now. By the way, we're all celebrating a little bit of the Buffalo Bills falling to 5-5. Good for the Browns draft pick next year. But let's bring in Emmett Golden. Emmett, Friday forecast us.
All right, first up on the Friday forecast, will the Browns rush for 100 yards as a team, and also who will lead them in rushing on Sunday?
Absolutely, they will rush for 100 yards as a team. In this weather, with Shanahan's commitment to the run, I'm looking more like 175, 200 yards. And I believe, due to this being his type of weather, I do believe the youngster from Maryland will be leading the squad in rushing. I know Crow is usually my guy, but not this week.
I'm going to go with yes. I believe they will rush for over 100 yards. I do believe they might hit the 150 mark and keep very balanced on offense. And I believe that Terrence West, with about at or around 75 yards, will lead us rushing, but we will have active participation by both Ben Tate and Isaiah Crowell.
There's no question that the Browns are going to be able to top the century mark running the football this game. They are the most committed team in the NFL to running the football. We all know that. And I believe at 50.9%, by the way, of their carries, I believe this is going to be a slugfest. The Texans already given up about 120 per game on the ground this year. The leader of the team in rushing will be the guy who is now the starting running back of the Cleveland Browns. It is Terrence West, career high 22 carries last week, 94 yards. He will be the main man. I do believe we will see some of the Crow. I think he'll get his opportunities. And if you give the Crow 10 carries, you know you're going to get some productive runs, maybe hose down, because that's what he does, team leader with five. But no doubt, over 100 yards rushing. The Browns win it, and Terrence West leads the way.
Up next on the Friday forecast, who's the one player on the Browns defense that must step up this weekend for the Browns to have a chance to win?
Well, I have two answers. If Arian Foster plays, I believe it's Dante Whitner coming up from his strong safety position and really putting the hurting on Foster. If Foster doesn't, I'd probably go with Buster Screen shutting down Hopkins, because as we know, Joe Hayden will shut down Andre Johnson.
I'm going to go with Ataba Rubin. With the absence of Phil Taylor, who is now on the injured reserve for the remainder of the season, Ataba Rubin's reps will go up, and his productivity hopefully can match the energy and productivity of Phil Taylor last week. Hopefully he inspired Ataba. And again, the ability to stop the run regardless of who runs the football makes them one-dimensional.
I'm going to take a different tact here. It sounds to me, if I'm reading the tea leaves correctly, that Arian Foster is not going to play this week. So Alfred Blue will be the running back. So that puts this game in Ryan Mallett's hands. Ryan Mallett is statuesque at the top of his drop. He is not a mobile guy in the pocket. So I think the guys who are most important in this particular game, given how I think it's going to shake out, are going to be Paul Kruger and Jabal Sheard. Kruger's been great all year. Mike Pettine said he thought Sheard played his best game of the season against the Cincinnati Bengals. I want to see Sheard step up again. If they can get pressure on Mallett, force him to get the ball out before he wants to, I think this team that has 12 turnovers over the last four games, most in the league, will generate more turnovers. So I'm focused on the pass rush and Jabal Sheard stepping up, having a big game against the Texans line that has struggled in pass pro.
Next on the Friday forecast, is there a player on this team that's worthy of being an offensive or defensive MVP candidate?
The short answer, I would say, is probably not. If you want to stretch it a little bit, I'd say Tashawn Gibson is probably be playing at an all-pro level. And if you were drinking real strong Kool-Aid, you can make the argument that he should be the defensive player of the year. Also, I'd give a special mention to Petonio as offensive rookie of the year potential.
I'm going to go with no. I don't believe. I think that while they're playing extremely well and we're enjoying the production that we're getting out of some expected and unexpected players on the Browns roster, when you look around the league, there are players who I think are playing better or more well known. So for that reason, they will not be offensive or defensive MVP. So my answer is no.
The beautiful thing about the 2014 Cleveland Browns is that they are a team in every sense of the word. I don't think there is one person who's an offensive or defensive MVP candidate. I mean, as you said, the kid, if you had some of the strong Kool-Aid, you could get there with Tashawn Gibson as he continues to lead the league in interceptions. But I don't think there is one guy. Joe Hayden is playing phenomenally well. A lot of guys are playing well. Carlos Dansby, but are they the one most dominant defensive player in the league? No, but this is a unit that is becoming one of the most dominant units in the league. And offensively, everybody should get a big pat on the back. I like what you said about Joel Bitonio. Brian Baldinger said that on our show as well. Offensive Rookie of the Year candidate. And I would love to see that happen for him because I think he is very deserving of it. And I think Joel Bitonio has brought so much to this Cleveland Browns football team that it has been one of those, that is a find. That is, you get a Joel Bitonio and your draft is successful. And then you think about all the other rookies who are contributing to this team, and you give a big tip of the cap to Ray Farmer and his staff and what they were able to do in terms of adding talent to this team at a very, very economical price point.
And finally on the Friday forecast, what is your upset special in the NFL this weekend?
Ooh.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I don't consider it an upset, but the people in Vegas deem Tom Brady to be an underdog this week. Anytime Tom Brady's getting points, he's going to be my pick as the upset special.
My upset special for this week is I'm picking the at-home New Orleans Saints to continue the downslide of the Cincinnati Bengals. So Saints over Bengals in New Orleans.
Is that an upset when they're 7-point favorites, Matt Wilhelm? Do we need to define upset?
I'm not a gambler. Here, let me pick another one.
You need I'm
going to take the Tennessee Titans over the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday Night Football.
There you go.
That's an upset.
And that would be special. Matt Wilhelm flustered, flabbergasted here.
I'm not a gambler. Sorry, you sports bettors.
None of us are gamblers.
Gambling.
It's not legal.
And when he was in the NCAA, it was very anti-gambling when he was a player.
Thank you.
So
kid.
That's carried
Thank
over.
You, kid.
Listen, he walks the straight and narrow. You got to respect Matt Wilhelm. My upset special this week is actually going to be the Detroit Lions on the road at Arizona. I know they're only small underdogs, but I think they go on the road and win that one. The kid, I got to tell you, I'm surprised you didn't go with the Philadelphia Eagles as your upset special on the road at Green Bay.
Well, Tommy, terrific. I mean, their record is underdogs. Him and Belichick is underdogs. It's almost like stealing money.
I kind of like Theodore Bridgewater as well as an underdog in
that
Chicago.
That game's irrelevant, though, so...
Yeah, I didn't even look at that one.
Gee, oh, sorry. Sorry, everybody. Sorry about it. What a great slate of games, by the way, this weekend. How about the fact that Seattle is an underdog on the road against Kansas City this week? You talked about New England being an underdog this week. Philly's an underdog this week. Detroit an underdog this week. So four of the top teams in the league all find themselves as dogs this week.
Makes up for last week's slate of games, which was maybe the worst in the last 15 years.
Other than 49. I thought 49ers New Orleans was a good one.
that was it. But, I mean, that was the only decent game on the card.
Jets-Steelers was a good one, Kit.
Well, we'll take the results, certainly.
We'll take the results, certainly. The Kid, are you going out to this game on Sunday?
I do not believe I will be in attendance.
Kid, we got to fix that. We need you. The Kid, we bark together. Haven't you heard the messaging?
You live 20 minutes from the stadium, and you can't make it. I live 4 hours from Cincinnati. Sorry I couldn't appease you last weekend.
That was embarrassing.
Are you going Sunday? Don't try to make up for that.
I will be in attendance Sunday, every Sunday, because the dog, we bark together, bro.
We bark together at home with Matt Wilhelm.
Kid, always a pleasure. Thanks for stopping by on the Friday Forecast. But before you go, you got to give us your final score, Browns-Texans.
Browns 24, Houston Texans 9.
24-9, the Browns do not allow a touchdown. I like that, the Kid, for the second straight game. Let's make it happen out there this Sunday. Always a pleasure, my friend.
My pleasure.
All right, the great, the Kid. It's tough to say the great, the Kid, but I'll do it. The great, the Kid.
Uber Kid.
Uber Kid. Kid Uber. Get
Uber.
Him a chauffeur hat, Mr. Shiner. We've got a guy who's out here who's looking to help the team. That's what I love about the city of Cleveland, though. He's dead serious, by the way.
I'm sure he is.
The Kid is 100% serious.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I could imagine the conversations. Honey, I can't be home tonight. I've got to drive Josh Gordon in the snow. We've got practice.
Don't wait up for me.
We've got meetings.
Leave the door unlocked.
No, Josh Gordon is staying out of trouble. No, the Kid is just driving him to and from his place of business. That's all. All safe driving. All right, a little bit of news. We talked about it. Phil Taylor going to injured reserve. They have activated and signed linebacker Keith Pugh to the active roster. Pugh, a guy that Mike Pettine knew from his time with the Jets, is now on the active roster. And Phil Taylor has been placed on injured reserve, so that's what they've done. Now, interesting, because Pugh is an outside linebacker, not a defensive lineman.
Yeah, it's very interesting for me. It's an interesting signing, and I think that it just goes to show that I'm sure Pugh has been practicing well. He's again, he knows this system, so he can actively participate as a part of this game plan without keeping that roster spot open or going to the streets and bringing someone in to add to the defensive line. But I think it's also a great decision because we have defensive linemen, you know, who don't have to play a lot of reps because of the scheme. There are times where there's one or even only two, you know, defensive linemen on the football field defending the run because they like Sheard or Kruger putting their hand on the ground in different scenarios that we can win with. And I like that. So it's a great signing. And also, too, I think he probably is going to be a plus on the special teams. Another linebacker, another physical defender.
Good point.
Running down, covering kickoffs, covering punts, or, you know, or rushing punts for that matter.
Yeah, and, you know, Jabal Sheard was a 4-3 defensive end. Obviously, that's not the same transition in a 3-4, but maybe they feel comfortable using him at times as an inside rusher down lineman. So we'll see how that ultimately all plays out. But that was the move that was made today by general manager Ray Farmer. When we come back, Matt and I will pick all of the games, and we'll give our pick, obviously, on the Browns and the Texans. That's when we come back and we decide what is and what is not an upset on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.